Morning Service Agency. You are here as we await the arrival of the snow. Praise you for the cross of Jesus, where on that day he willingly laid down his life as the perfect Lamb of God, the one human being in all of history who never sinned. And only he could pay the penalty for our sins, or we'd have to pay it ourselves, and we know that that's eternal damnation. Father, we praise you for his love and his mercy. We thank you that he did give his life for us as a ransom for many, so that whoever would believe on him as the Son of God, God the Son, coming here, dying in their place, taking the punishment of their sins on himself, and then rising from the dead to offer new life to them, that they could receive this as a free gift through faith alone. We praise you for that message. We pray, Father, we thank you that there's room at the cross for all. Anyone can come. And we praise you, first of all, for all those here this morning who have already come, who already said yes to Jesus, have put their faith and trust in him alone to save them. And all of us who have done so are on our way to heaven, as if we'd already been there 10,000 years, as used to be said. But we pray for anyone who might be here today, if someone is here who has not yet made that decision, we pray that they would call upon Jesus' name today, that they would be saved through the finished work of Christ. Have the Holy Spirit come in, regenerate them, make them new, give them eternal life, and that they can leave this place rejoicing today that they are now in Christ and on their way to heaven. Thank you, Father, for the hour together that we have. Thank you for all who would come today. We pray for those who could not be here for various reasons, that you would minister to them and touch them where they are. And as we together here continue through this hour, may your Spirit move and work in each heart, draw us closer to you and to one another. Bless Pastor, fill him with your Spirit and your power as he brings the message that he has, that you have given him for today. We pray that you would work through your word as our brother brings the message, and may it produce the change in each of us that you desire to see. Commit this whole time to you and the fellowship that follows afterwards. May all that is said and done bring honor and glory to your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for your word for our hearts today. We pray that you bless your will and may it be done in our lives and all that we undertake to do, that we would be pleasing to you. We do pray for those who are sick today, those who are going through difficult times, various things that they have. We pray that you will meet their needs. You know the need of each and every heart, and we just pray that you will undertake for them. Be with Doris in the hospital. We pray that she will get better. We do pray for Rick and his leg. We pray that this blood clot will be cleared up. We pray for Denny as he goes to the cardiologist, that he might get the answer he needs for that. And for so many others, our Father, you know the need of every heart. We pray for any who may not know Christ as a Savior, that this would be the day of salvation. It's so wonderful to read this letter from Brother Peter about these people who are unsaved coming to the services and listening and learning more and more about Christ. And we pray that many of them would come to know you as their Lord and Savior. May your holy will be done today. Bless the service as we remember once again all that the Lord Jesus has done for us. Bless your word for our hearts today and guide us and help us. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, scripture reading is in Ephesians 4. Ephesians chapter 4, beginning at verse number 7. This is the first Sunday of the new year. Happy New Year, everybody. All right. 17. This I say therefore and testify in the Lord that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. But you have not so learned Christ, if so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry, and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good, to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, and anger, and clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. And God bless his word to our hearts today. Let's turn once again to Ephesians chapter 4. Happy New Year, as I said before. You know, it says in Lamentations 22 to 23, the Lord's mercies are new every morning. Isn't that wonderful? You know, new things. We have a new year here before us. We have a new name in Christ. He has given us a new name. And we are a new man in Christ, as his people. And that's what we're looking at here in chapter 4 of Ephesians, especially this morning. In the first part of this chapter, Paul emphasized that the believer is to walk worthy. He says that in the first verse. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. Whatever God has ordained for you to do, whatever your calling is in life, you need to do it with all your heart. Walk worthy. Walk worthy. And do the very best you can, being led by the Holy Spirit of God. And he says, living in harmony and unity, using the gifts that God has given to each one of us for the edifying of the entire church. That's one of the things that we look at here. This is all the church at Ephesus, and Paul is seeking to build them up. And in doing that, also as we read it, we as a church can be built up as well, can't we? And so we as individuals do our part, and then we all work together. You know, that's what it's all about. One new man in Christ. The church itself is new in Christ, and we as individuals, we are new in him as well. Now this is a very positive message here in the first part, where he goes through all this and thinks about how we can use our gifts to bring honor and glory to his name. But the last part of a balanced life, you know, you have to have a positive and a negative, right? And so, you know, in order to have a charge, you need both positive and negative. And so the last part of the chapter that we read this morning has to do more with the negative side of the issues. And this is what we find here in the scripture that we're reading today. Not only must we follow the positive teachings of God's Word, which is so important, but also we need to heed the warnings He gives to us, right? As we face the new year, we need to be aware of our life, where we are, what we're doing, and do the very best we can in serving Him as individuals and as a church. So we need to keep that in our minds. It says that like the tightrope walker who must balance himself in order to keep from falling, we need to walk circumspectly. Greg here, you're up there on that little wire, you know. You see these guys at the circus or someplace, and you wonder, well, how in the world do they keep from falling? They have to have balance. And we need that in our lives as we serve the Lord, spiritually speaking, aware, and we are. I know Brother Steve brings this out in Sunday school so often about the needs and how we need to be careful not to follow after that which is false. We need to keep our minds and hearts centered on the truth of the Word of God. And that's so important. So what does he say here in verse 17? He says, walk not as other Gentiles walk. Okay. What does that mean? From now on, he says, choose a new pathway. You know, don't just follow the crowd. The crowd's going the wrong direction, by the way, you remember? The broad road that leads to destruction. Get off of that road and get on to the one that's going the other way. Right? The narrow road. That's the one we need to follow. He says, don't walk like the other Gentiles or the heathen, other nations and all of that. In the vanity of their mind. Do not follow other people blindly. Look over in Psalm number 1. Psalm 1. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. The law of the Lord, the word of God. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. So, he says, don't follow those who are going the wrong way, the ungodly, those who seem to have it all together, and yet it's only for a certain time, you know. It talks about Moses. It said he was not willing to stay in his comfortable place in the palace of Egypt, but he identified himself with his people and followed the Lord God and his word and led them out of Egypt. So we have come out of Egypt, in a sense, right? We belong to him, and we need to walk not as other Gentiles, but walk as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's make sure that that's true for each one of us. So they walk. He says here, they walk in the vanity of their mind, their way of thinking. You know, and I guess it's always been true to a certain extent. You know, people walking in the vanity of their mind, the emptiness, and all that. But it seems to me like more and more and more, it gets worse and worse. What do you think? Some of the things they come up with today, right? You know what I'm talking about. All this crazy stuff that's going on. And the vanity of their mind. He says, we do not need that. Keep your mind and heart centered upon Christ and His Word, upon the Bible, and don't allow yourself to follow after the way of the world. Vanity means futility, aimlessness, with no purpose or goal. So many people are that way, aren't they? As believers, we are not to aimlessly wander, but to have a definite goal in mind. What are you striving for? What is your goal? That's a good question. We need to ask ourselves that. And allow the Lord to show us what He wants us to do. You know? And we find that in His Word. He has it for us. We were talking about that in Sunday school this morning again. About the Word of God and where it comes from. We get it here, we've got it right in front of us, don't we? And we have the privilege of learning that as we open the pages of the Word of God and meditate upon it. So when he says that they have their understanding darkened. They're cut off from the life of God. Alienated. Cut off. In spiritual ignorance, and they are blind to the truth of God's Word. Living in sensuality and pursuing all kinds of sinful practices. We are not to follow that pathway. Huh? No. This describes how many people are living today. Some who call themselves Christians excuse their actions by saying, you know, well, everyone's doing it. You know, this is the way it goes. This is the world in which we live today. Right? What does the Bible say? God is the same yesterday. Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Right? So why would we think that we can do as we please and still be pleasing to Him? No. So, and you know, they tell us this, don't be a legalist. What's a legalist? I hear that a lot. Legalist. Someone, well, you don't want to be an illegalist, do you? You want to be illegal. No. We have enough of those running around already, right? All over the whole country. They're everywhere you look. But anyway, no. But no, we don't want to be judgmental and all that. But you know, we do need to. We need to have the right attitude. It's true. God loves us. He cares for us. But it doesn't mean that we can live in sin and be pleasing to Him. Can't do it. I mean, sometimes we try, don't we? Huh? Be honest. But it don't work. Because He'll spank you, and you'll be sorry if you do the wrong thing. He says, don't walk like the other Gentiles. And then He says, walk in the way of Christ. Verse 20, here it is. But you have not so learned Christ. We didn't learn it. You know, when Christ saved us from our sins, He gave us eternal life. He told us the pathway to take, right? After describing the way of the unsaved here, verse 20 says, but you, believers, have not so learned Christ. We look at the life of Jesus, and we see that He never sinned against God in any way. Now, we can't obtain that, but we can try. Yeah. And so he says, we know the truth and are able to apply it to our hearts and live a righteous life. He says here, if so be that you've heard him, you've heard Christ, and you've been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus. Now, the truth is in Jesus. And so we need to look to him for everything that we need. How are we to do this? Well, it says, verse 22, put off concerning the former way of living the old man, who is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. Put off the old man. You know, we are new in Christ, right? If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So we're no longer the old man. That's Adam. He's gone. Now we are in Christ. Put off the old man. It's corrupt. And there's nothing to do about it. You can't change yourself. And Jesus has to do it, right? And then he says, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Renewed. You know, the Bible speaks about being born again, right? We have a new life. Jesus told Nicodemus, if you're not born again, you can't see the kingdom of God. You can't enter the kingdom of God. You can't do anything. So you have to start by being born again. And when you're born again, the old man is done away with. You start a new life, right? And he says here, follow through on that. Put it off. Don't continue to say, oh well, you know, I'm not perfect. Nobody's perfect. We can't possibly make it, right? No. Put off the old man and put on the new. Be renewed. And serve the Lord. So, put off the old man. And be renewed in your mind, it says in Romans 12. Put on the new man. Okay, let's look at Isaiah 61 for a minute. Isaiah 61:10. I've got it here somewhere. Here. That's what I'm going to do. Oh, I know I marked it. Here it is. 61. Notice what it says. Isaiah 61:10. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decked himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorned herself with her jewels. How wonderful it is when young people fall in love and they go through the marriage ceremony and all of these things that happen. He says here, this is the way it should be, to rejoice in the Lord as a bridegroom and his bride love each other and ready to go face life together. He says, I'm going to rejoice in the Lord like that. May we be joyful in our God. We don't need a great deal of sadness and introspection and all that. I mean, there's a time for that. There's a time for that. But as believers today, in this, what is this? It's still the 21st century, isn't it? Anyway, we need all the joy we can get. What do you think? Huh? Yes. I believe so. And so, we need to rejoice in our God. He's the one who has given us the garments of salvation. You know? And so we can rejoice in that. He's covered us with the robe of righteousness. That's what we are wearing. The new nature God has given to us is righteous and holy, and we need to look to that. Again, look over Colossians chapter 3. To the Lord. So let's take a moment to think about that and to confess our sins, and he's faithful and just to forgive us of all of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. How we praise you, our Heavenly Father, for your greatness and your goodness, for your mercy and your grace to us, for the salvation that we have through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I pray, Lord, that you will cleanse our hearts and our minds of all bitterness and wrath and malice and all these things we should not be practicing. Cleanse us, help us to love one another and serve you faithfully and do your will. May Christ, our Lord and Savior, be glorified in all that we do. Cleanse us and help us. As a church, may we walk in your spirit and do your will. May Christ be glorified through it all. We thank you for it in his precious name. Amen. All right. You remember, of course, it all started at the Last Supper when Jesus and his disciples were eating together. He took the bread and he broke it and he said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." He took the cup and he said, "This cup is the New Testament. In my blood that was shed for many for the remission of their sins." My body, which is broken for you, do this in remembrance of me.
Father, we do thank you. When we think about this time of year, when the Lord Jesus Christ came to earth to live among us and to show us how to live and to love, and he had to go to the cross for us and prepare him a body for that. And because of that sacrifice, we are able to come to you and have forgiveness. We thank you now as the bread represents that body that you gave to him to serve us. Pray now that each one will know and love and trust the Lord as their very own Savior. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. After the same manner, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the New Testament of my blood, which is shed for many for the remission of their sins."
Gracious Lord, we thank you for the precious blood that was shed and that seals us, and we thank you that we can walk in this newness of life, and pray that you would help us each day to commit to putting on a new person and to living for you and being righteous before others. Help us to share the good news and to live it out in our lives. In your name, amen.
Amen. Let's all stand. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places. Our Father, we thank you so much for your presence with us today. Pray that you will lead us and guide us in all that we do that will be pleasing in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.